Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Stoney, Friday night was a tough night in Michigan sports history. Not really, but it was the NHL draft lottery. And in addition to the entire league looking bad, the Red Wings got screwed. They fell again when it came to the draft lottery process. This is, what, the third or fourth consecutive year where they could have gone up. Instead, they went down, and Red Wing fans are left licking their wounds, so to speak. Now, I don't know if this goes down as an all-time screw job because, you know, lotteries to me are not... Yes, that you could be suspicious, I guess, but it's not like anybody can definitively say, oh, we got screwed.
Correct.
So we want to kind of fetter out here, what are the worst screw jobs in the history of Michigan sports? 248-539-9797. That's 248-539-9797. What do you think are the biggest screw jobs ever? And that can be both of the on-field and off-field kind, right?
Yeah, they can be bad calls, I guess.
Yes, that would qualify.
Yes, I'd like to find more ones that are off the field, just because it's incredible, you know, to get screwed off the field without doing anything wrong. Mine goes.
Well, in terms of off the field, you'd have to go back a few years, and I have to refresh my memory, but I'm sure if Jack Ebling were listening right now, he could call in and tell us all about what the Michigan State, where Michigan tied for the Big Ten championship.
That was going to be mine, yeah, with Dennis Franklin.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Dennis Franklin was hurt, so they didn't think Michigan would be able to, you know, represent allegedly Ten well. So it became,
oh yeah, that's exactly why they voted.
Yeah, they had to vote, and Michigan State basically was the vote that swung it, where they decided to send Ohio State to the Rose Bowl instead of Michigan.
Yeah. There was a Big Ten Network show about that. I think it was called, The Decision or something like that?
It's the Screw Job.
I don't think it was called The Screw Job. That was the rated X version of it. But, The Decision. Not the LeBron decision, but The Decision.
Yeah. On the field, on the court, on the ice, to me, I still believe that the ultimate one, the worst one, to me, was the Phantom foul on Laimbeer because of the ramifications. They don't make that call. The Pistons win the 1988 NBA championship. It's done. It's over. That's it. You know? He missed the shot, unless there's some ridiculous thing where they fouled the Pistons and they missed both free throws and somehow in the last few seconds. But no, they would have won the championship. That, to me, was the ultimate screw job on the floor or on the court or on the field.
Okay. It's hard to argue. So, and just for the sake of argument, I will argue against it. I don't want to steal thunder because I know a lot of people are going to mention this one as well. But I go back to the Dallas Cowboy playoff game with the Lions.
No, yeah, it's a big one.
There's a very big one.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen the precedent for that, where it's one thing to pick up the flag when, you know, the refs talk it over. But I've never seen a flag picked up on a clear judgment call like that, and then with no explanation whatsoever. And then not to mention the fact that during that, Dez Bryant ran onto the field with his helmet off, which should have been an automatic 15-yard penalty right there.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that that was the off-season, preseason, where your boy Dean Blandino was on Stephen Jones' party bus during the NFL owners' meetings, which I'm not saying anything illegal or illicit took place. I'm just saying Dean Blandino was on Stephen Jones' party bus. And then fast forward to the playoffs in whenever it was, December or January, and a inexplicable flag gets picked up on a... I mean, look, it was a clear passing interference. I think it was. It wasn't quite as clear as Rams-Saints.
No.
Or anything like that. But it was clear pass interference. And, you know, maybe Pettigrew was slightly involved. Maybe he was. I don't know. But still, just with no explanation whatsoever, the refs just brought it back.
Right. The forgetting whether it was or wasn't even pass interference, the fact that you brought it up, and you're right, the fact that the play was already marked as a penalty and spotted, and then they changed it. That, to me, you know, you're right. I mean, that's a big one. Obviously, it's huge. It was a playoff game. I just always am partial to the 88 Phantom foul because the championship was – It was there. That was it.
Yeah.
That was the championship.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yep. Agreed. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Then you can get to the Red Wings. And I'm not going to go after Van Massenhoven or Dvorsky or Frazier or any of those refs who all hated the Red Wings.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, hated the Red
Anybody
Wings.
Anybody hate him more than Marrowelli? No, just
kidding. I always was partial to Van Massenhoven myself, but the 09 finals, the way they were scheduled, the Wings were clearly a more beat up team than the Penguins were, and it felt like the league did everything in its power to benefit the Pens, including playing games 1 and 2 back to back nights, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. The schedule was flushed together, and then the clear penalty on Malkin, which was clearly should have been a game suspension because of the high stick, and in any other circumstance would have been. We should ask Brian Burke about that. He wasn't still meeting out justice in 2009, was he? I don't think he was. But regardless, instead, Malkin's allowed to stay in the playoffs, and I don't know. The Wings won the first two games in Detroit. They should have won that series, and I feel like it was taken away from them in a lot of respects.
You're right, and the Malkin thing, more than the back-to-back, really pissed me off. I mean, come on. That was so obvious.
Right.
Let's go to Kathy in Shelby Township. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi there. I thought it would be too obvious, but for me, it's always Galarraga. I was watching the game, and my husband was on business, and he was at a restaurant and couldn't see it. So I was talking him through the entire final inning when it happened. All I was doing was screaming, and he thought somebody was broke into the house. So, yeah, I think he got screwed because that was a perfect game too, wasn't it?
Yes.
No hitter, perfect game. Yeah, he got screwed.
Oh, there's no doubt, and especially when the umpire Jim Joyce admits it afterwards that he messed up. Yeah, it was definitely a screw job. But I mean, it's a good one. It's obvious. You're right, Kathy. But because it was so obvious, and because you can't find any intent, any mystery, you know? Like the Red Wings stuff, we could sit there and say, Jamie, the stuff you brought up, you know, it was Detroit. They lost Sidney Crosby, so that, like, adds to it. The Cowboys thing you brought up with the Blandino thing. Yeah, obviously, that makes it more mysterious. Even the Michigan getting screwed for the Rose Bowl back in the 70s. And even the Phantom Foul. Oh, nobody liked the Bad Boys. Everybody hated Lambeer. There was always that little twist to it. Where the Galarraga, there was no twist.
No twist at all. And in fact, yeah, you know, we've joked around over the years with Valenti about this topic, but root for radio.
Yeah.
There's no radio in a perfect game.
No.
It's like, wow, that was great. Where because of what happened, all of a sudden we're talking replay, we're talking everything. And the other thing, too, to go back to Kathy's point is, while it was a screw job for sure, I didn't feel like Detroit got screwed as much as Armando Galarraga got screwed, because Detroit still won the game. The result didn't change anything having to do with the regular season because it was a win and it stayed a win. It definitely took a career milestone away from Armando Galarraga, But some would argue, and we talked about this a few weeks ago when it was the anniversary, he's more famous because of it.
Yeah, no doubt
now,
about it.
I don't know if he wants to be, but he's definitely more famous because of it.
We got some ticket texts we'll get to real quick. Ohio State, Michigan game 2016, JT was short. Robert Marine City says the process, the game against the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
We have another one for the Phantom Foul. Of course, the 1980 Rose Bowl, the Charles White fumble.
Oh, man.
You know what's amazing about that play? It wasn't even close. He fumbled like 2 or 3 yards from the goal line.
Yeah.
And, of course, Desmond getting tripped by Eddie Brown in the end zone against Michigan State as well.
No mention of Spartan Bob, Stoney.
No. We got let's take a quick call here, too, real quick. Todd in Lake Orion, what's up?
It's the 1986 tournament game between Michigan State and Kansas, played in Kansas in their home arena where the clock didn't start. I mean, we could debate whether a call is good or bad. That is judgment. I mean, that is, to a degree, part of sports. But it's not asking too much that the scorekeeper or the clock keeper run it. I mean, it was close to a minute.
Oh,
and that Michigan State team, I'm not going to sit here and say was going to be national champ. They were a very good team. They, I think, had destroyed a Georgetown team in that tournament.
Oh, but yeah. Remember that Skiles pass in that game?
Yeah, but the issue is, again, a call is debatable. You know, we could say it's good, bad, he was short or whatever, and some of them are out. But, again, the expectation that someone run the clock that happens to be in another team's arena, I mean, it was mind-blowing.
Well,
I mean,
the NCAA came out and admitted it was wrong,
but did absolutely nothing about it.
It wasn't Kansas City, but it wasn't Kansas' home arena. And Larry Brown, who coached that Kansas team, he says it didn't hurt Michigan State as much as you think, because Larry Brown, during that whole thing, you remember with the clock, he got a technical foul in arguing something about that, which actually helped Michigan State to a certain extent. And Michigan State, they got screwed because of the clock, there's no doubt, but they have nobody to blame but themselves. They missed some major free throws that should have won that game. So, but yes, that was they got hosed as far as the time went, yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.